This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Ormais, MD. The date of examination is 5/23/22. The name of the patient is Patricia Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. This is a tremor stress echocardiogram, file Streco space Taylor space P. Tremor stress echocardiogram, date of examination 5/23/22. Referring physician, Marion Bob McCoy, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Ormais, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication. 71-year-old female with history of non-obstructive CAD in the LAD and hypertension for stress test on medication, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, non-specific STT wave changes, baseline blood pressure, 120 over 80, parentheses, 12.5 milligrams of Toprol, 100/25 milligrams of Losartan/hydrochlorothiazide, close parentheses, period, baseline heart rate, 73 beats per minute, new paragraph. Patient underwent tremor exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 138, parentheses, 93%, maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 154 over 80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 21252, period, new paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. With effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had a mildly increased heart rate response to exercise despite being on a beta blocker, suggesting a level of deconditioning in response to stress. The patient had a final blood pressure 114 over 72 and a heart rate of 96 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was less than 1.5 millimeters of additional horizontal to downsloping ST depression leads 2, 3, AVF, V5, and V6, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. New paragraph, impression, normal ECG portion, tremor stress echocardiogram to 93% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent tremor stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocols. The patient was imaged at baseline and immediate post-peak stress exercise and left lateral due to disposition. Parasternal long axis, parasternal and short axis, apical four-chamber views and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of fair to good quality. Correction, the baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of fair to good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with significant augmentation wall motion with exercise with decreased systolic cavitary size but no systolic cavitary obliteration. There was no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, conclusions, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of tremor stress echocardiogram to 93% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion of tremor stress echocardiogram to 93% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the presence of baseline STT wave changes. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets, comparable to her prior stress test. 4. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had a mildly increased heart rate response to exercise for the level of stress attained despite her beta blocker, suggesting in part a component of deconditioning to stress. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of tremor stress echocardiogram to 93% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, including the territory of the LAD, significant augmentation wall motion with exercise without systolic cavitary obliteration, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Ormais, MD.